This is a game you guys led 14-2 at one point. I think 19-8. I mean, did you? It looked like you're gonna blow them out.
Yeah, and that's the danger with a game like this. I mean, you can't take your foot off the gas pedal. I mean, it's Northern Kentucky. The amount of threes that they shoot, and as well, and the way they shoot threes, and now they make them at such a rate that a team like that's never out of it. And we saw the consequences of that. But then we picked it up in the second half, and we were able to control the tempo. But we can do better, and it's going to start tomorrow with practice in preparation for UNC Wilmington.
When they talk about, you know, a lack of effort, a lot of people think not trying hard. But I guess from what you're saying, too, it seems to be almost more like focus. And I guess how would you kind of clarify what you guys are dealing with?
It is physical effort, and then it's mental effort.
Right.
I mean, you have to be mentally into a game and know what you talked about in the scouting report and know our principles. And that it's a combination. And if either one of those does not – if you don't have either one of those, well, if you don't have both of them, I mean, you're going to see the consequences, and we have to fix that, and we have to realize that how good we can be, and we can't turn off the off button. We have to always keep that that on button on and play the way we're supposed to be and how we've shown we can play.
At what point at halftime did you find out you were going in with that unit?
I didn't find out until Coach McGrath told me when we were out warming up, and just like, it's go time. Just go out and just do your job. I mean, that's all. When we all do our jobs, we're a great team.
Did he tell you who you were with, or did he just say you're in?
He just said I'm in. I didn't know that I was with Luke, Marcus, Isaiah, and Desmond until we sat down, and we just played, and we played unselfishly, and I think that really set the tone in the second half.
Did you take it as a compliment at all? I mean, how did you kind of take that to be put in that situation?
Well, I mean, in some ways you take it as a compliment, but then at the same time, I mean, Coach thought that was the group that could get a spark going for us, and it was a group that's had some good chemistry in practice, and it showed. We took a lot of pride when we came out of shutting them down. That group didn't let anybody score for their team, and that was a big time. That was a big time achievement, and it was good to be on the court with them. No problem.
So what do you think the biggest issue is giving up drives to the basket? Because Davidson did it, and Northern Kentucky did it. And that's the smaller teams that are getting to the basket and getting baskets at the rim.
All it is just staying. It's just staying in front of your man. It's staying in front of your man and having pride. And pride's the main issue. And, you got to have pride in guarding your man. You got to say, I'm not going to let you score. And then the rest of it's what we've practiced, knowing our principles and executing them in a game.